The conflict in Libya has claimed the life of another journalist. A sniper shot Mohamed Nabous, a resident of Benghazi and founder of its first independent TV news channel, Libya Al-Hara, on Saturday night. He was out filming Gaddafi attacks in Benghazi when he was shot. It happened not long after the regime claimed that it was honouring a ceasefire. You may have heard Mohamed Nabous on this programme on Friday when he reported an attack on a power station outside Benghazi. People all over the world have been mourning his death. Jess Hill reports.
When protests against the Gaddafi regime began on February 17th, there were virtually no reporters in Benghazi. To make things worse, Gaddafi had shut down the internet, so it was almost impossible to verify what was going on. 28-year-old Mohamed Nabous, widely known as Mo, who used to work as an internet provider in Benghazi, quickly jerry-rigged a live satellite signal from the courthouse in Benghazi, which was the central point for the protest there. His first live broadcast went to air on February 19th.
We want our human rights, our basic human rights. We want to be free. Long live Libya. Long live free Libya. I'm not afraid to die. I'm afraid to lose the battle. That's why I want the media to see what's going on.
Within days, he had a team of citizen journalists shooting video reports all around Benghazi, which he would then post on his channel, Libya Al-Hara. He was also an important source for foreign networks like Al Jazeera, CNN and NPR, who regularly interviewed him and rebroadcast his videos. We also relied on his video updates to confirm stories coming out of Benghazi. After the no-fly zone was announced on Friday, I was keeping one ear on his live stream and happened to hear his report about a power station outside Benghazi that had been attacked by Gaddafi forces. Though it was very early in the morning in Libya, Mo Nabous was still awake, so I called him on Skype. We broadcast the interview on PM that evening.
He's not going to stop shooting until the no-fly zone is on. I promise you that. You will still hear so many places being bombed after tomorrow until it is applied.
And how are Benghazi residents preparing for that? Are there any safe places that people can go?
No, we don't have any bunkers or anything that way. I mean, we're just... Listen, he can bomb for another 2 days. How many is he going to kill in these 2 days? He can't kill us all, can he?
On Saturday, when the Gaddafi regime announced a ceasefire, Mo Nabous was on the phone to Martha Sullivan, a friend based in Prague who was helping him with the channel.
We were talking and he heard bombing for the first time, missiles. And he was like, did I really just hear that? Like, are they already here?
Hearing news that a family's house had been bombed, he drove out immediately to film it. Then reports came through that an airplane had been shot down.
So he was like, oh my God, I have to go. And I think he said it live on air, you know, you guys, I'm going to go and check this out.
Mo Nabous phoned in one last report to Al-Hara with the sounds of heavy machine gun fire rattling and artillery exploding all around him.
We are actually inside of the shooting right now.
I got a message late on Saturday night to say Mo Nabous had been shot in the head by a sniper and was in a critical condition. Within an hour, he was dead. Within minutes of his death being reported on Twitter, journalists and Libyan expats from all over the world expressed their shock and grief. Andy Carvin, social media strategist at NPR, said Mo Nabous had been his primary contact in Libya. He wrote, quote, "The saddest part is that French planes are over Benghazi now. Mo didn't live long enough to see his cries for help being answered." Mo Nabous's wife is pregnant with their first child. Just hours after he died, she logged onto his channel to announce his passing.
I'm Mo's wife, and I want to let all of you know that Mohammed has passed away for this cause. Thank you, everyone. Please pray for him.
She vowed to keep the channel running.
I need everyone to just do as much as they can for this cause. Please keep the channel going. Please keep videos, post videos. Don't let what Mo started go for nothing, people. Make it worth it.
Mohamed Nabous's wife, known as Perdita, ending Jess Hill's report.